And then they say, ooh, that's not good enough. And they'll go conquer another person, another person, another person until they grow really, really big because all they care about is global domination. We need to love them. If you just love them, it will be all okay. And but that's but and this and from a six perspective, that's true. But from the three perspective, they think differently. The three is like a cancer almost if they're out of control. An out of control three could be like a cancer in the system, and it eats the system. So you got to kind of get in there and get it out at its roots if you don't want the three to take over the system. I mean, just look at history. Look at Alexander. Look at Napoleon. Look at Hitler. Yeah, yeah, and they're still trying to take him down. He's like, he's got his... Now, it's different in a business environment, so this is a three applying their three tactics in a five environment, but he's, you know, and from a monopoly perspective, that's what's going on. Well, you would move them. That's what you do, is you just use... You could release limiting decisions. You could let go of... you could do parts integrations to help them to let go of this and get this. So on a global perspective, I don't know. Maybe you might. I don't know how one would do it. I mean, it's kind of like I teach yourself and I say, hey, take it, go out and use it how you will use it. You know, maybe somebody will come up with something that I couldn't even think of. In fact, they will. A lot of people will come up with things I can't think of. Yeah. They would tend to have to pick up something there in order to move on. Or can you do it on TV? Well, that's possible too. I mean, people can learn through metaphor if they're hooked up to the metaphor.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Short-circuit the process by creating situations to make people move.
Yeah.
You know, a significant one was September 11th on TV. We all sat there that morning going, and we did value shifts. Yeah.
Right. Right. Now, you've got it. What we can look at from a values perspective in terms of that, we can look at, okay, here are, if you were a tribal system and you had an outside system, values level 5, moving in and taking over your world, which is what's happening with media right now, because media is, with the global domination of media is getting out there and it's Americanizing everything. So just from an understanding point of view, we can look at the tribal people that are going, the twos, the threes, and the fours, which is the problem with the people that the Islamic extremists right now. The problem is they're different values levels. And they're over there going, hey, I'm a two, I'm living in my tribe, and you're saying you're going to come and bring Big Macs and cell phones into my tribe? We don't want it. We don't want your Big Macs. We don't want your cell phones. Keep them out. But it's almost like they have no choice because of globalization, and now globalization from one perspective is a thing that's going to rise everybody up to a certain standard of living because we've got poverty and so on and so forth in the world, which is a really good thing. And from their perspective, they're going, hey, who are you to tell us that we've got to live your way? And I think that when we look at what's happening right now, the revolts that are happening, that's what's going on. It's a values conflict. They're saying, you're telling me that I've got to become... So, I don't know. Yeah. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Yeah, I think so. I mean, and understanding that, we can look and we can go, okay, I have understanding for what you're, for where you're coming from. And stop blowing up our buildings. No, it's like I have understanding for where you're coming from. And what do you do? So then it comes down to negotiation. It comes down to working things out so that you can live as and coexist as you can coexist together. Well, you chunk up for what purpose? But yeah, but if they're saying, hey, we don't want your values, we want to keep our tribal. It's like the American Indians. The American Indians are saying, hey, wait a second. You're coming, you're taking our land, and you're telling us that we're heathens, and you're taking away. It's like what we did in Hawaii. We went over and we told the Hawaiians, hey, you know, stop doing what you're doing. You can't do what you're doing. You guys are heathens, and you need to step up and live like, yeah, put some clothes on. That's lewd, you know? Yeah. Yeah.
Think about it. The only problem really is ignorance. The only problem So once that understanding is set that we're all one, then all this stuff will stop.
And the whole thought that you... But part of the problem as well is, though, within the systems, within the tribal system, you've got usually a level three that's leading the tribe. So, and the level threes want to conquer, and so there's a lot of level three going on there. So there's a multitude. I mean, there's multiple challenges that arise from all of that. So the best we can do is hope to understand each other and do the best we can do.
Yeah.
Three is, yeah. Yeah. What were you going to say, Connie? Right. Right. So if they understand power, you've got to. That's the only way the three will respond. If you don't do that, the three will think you're weak. They'll take that as a sign of weakness, and they'll, yeah. 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 Or, which was the initial move from number three anyway, was to move into number four and say, hey, we have laws. And there's certain things you can do and certain things you can't do. You're breaking the law, you're going to go to jail, period. And so you take people like that. And I think the hope for the planet at some point will also be you've got to have some of that force structure to your thinking in terms of, yeah, you've got to have that force. So you take that person out and you make that not something that they can do. Right. Right. And then the problem is, I mean, when you really look at it, I mean, the problem is you lose your position. Once you really understand values, it's like you can't even stand in this. Remember that when we were doing the negotiation process and stuff? You can't even stand in your position anymore because you look at the United States. The United States is doing a lot of what we don't want other people to do. So you can dance around it in your mind forever. And I hope that you're able to take this stuff out and say, okay, yeah, I'm going to come up with some new solutions. And if you go out there to make planetary change, go out there and make planetary change understanding this. I think understanding this, you're more armed in terms of your ability to do that than not understanding it. I mean, I am thankful that I understand this information every day of my life. Because this gives me so much insight that I just didn't have before. I used to look out of the world and go, oh, the world is as I see it. And my values are the right values. But we understand from looking at this that values are just like flavors of ice cream. Right. Yeah? How so?
Well, because I'm not sure if these are right, and it seems that it kind of...
What's your intention, though? For what purpose would you be reluctant?
Why would I be reluctant?
Yeah. So if we found a way for you to get the most options, would that be okay, however you did it?
I'm not sure if this is going to be a way to find the most options. I would be willing to use it as a tool and consider.
Yeah. So, but if you had a way to get the most options, I mean, because all you're interested in is options, right?
Yeah, well, I am interested in options.
Right. So here's one more option and one more way of thinking that you can look at things at. And I'm not saying that you have to look at this just look at it and say, hey, yeah, this is a tool. This is a way of thinking. If you look out, and what I challenge you to do is take the model and begin to look at how governments have evolved. That's why Chris Cowan and Don Beck were so instrumental in the shift from apartheid in South Africa. That's why they're using this model with most major countries as they develop, because the fact is that the model holds pretty true, but you go out and discover it yourself. And then you'll notice all the options that you have, and use it if it feels good to you. Yeah, if it feels good to you. I mean, if it doesn't, don't. And that way, you have the most options. Yeah. Okay. So, let's see here. Oh, there's something else there. Sadness of nothing else out there. Would be the thing to let go of at 12 and get the oneness of all. Sadness of nothing else out there.